Community action agencies applaud the Massachusetts General Court for its commitments to anti-poverty efforts in the 2022 state budget and urge Governor Charlie Baker to follow their example when he signs his budget into law. In addition to a $6.5 million line item for community action agencies across the Commonwealth, both the state House and Senate included the creation of a commission to address inequality, promote opportunity, and end poverty. Senator Mike Moore of Millbury says now's the time to get this commission started, with federal money for economic recovery coming in.
We have the ability to try to be able to utilize this money in a more efficient and targeted way to try to address the concerns or the issues that demographics, whatever this determines that demographics are, that may need assistance to lift them out of poverty.
Moore adds that while anti-poverty efforts are always critical, many more people have lost access to food security, housing, and even medical treatment since the pandemic began. Lisa Clay with the Massachusetts Association for Community Action says the commission will build on work that agencies have been doing for decades. She notes one of the roles they play is to analyze the needs of people living in poverty in their communities and try to address them. And she says the funding will allow agencies more flexibility to respond as needs arise.
This line item is really a recognition of the central role that community action agencies play in bringing people together in the communities, in working with and for the people that we serve, and meeting the needs that are very local.
Mary Beth Campbell with the Worcester Community Action Council says the flexibility of these state resources is key. She notes that most federal funding they receive had rigid restrictions on what it can be used for. She adds she looks forward to putting funds toward what she calls a resiliency center to work with other community groups to fill gaps in her agency's services.
At WCSC, for example, we don't really have housing programs. We don't have mental behavioral health programs. And where we have shared clients in the community with other organizations, we're trying to build this resiliency center as a way to mobilize our services together with our partner organizations in the community.
I'm Lily Bulkey reporting. Find our 8 trust indicators for transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.